Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Dan here from Heed the Call. You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I want to, first of all, congratulate you on all your success. We have not had you on a podcast in almost 3 years. I feel like maybe like when we did the first ever live mentoring of Rich Hill, maybe some of it took root. I don't know. It's so long ago. I don't know.
I was. Feels like forever ago.
A lot has happened since then, but that was, looking it up, that was January 2023. But it, what's cool is that, as I said to you before, you know, we first met at the Futures game, which is where you helped me contributed to the book A Damn Near Perfect Game, with just a great, I think one of the best, I'm not even just saying this because you're here, But of the all those little snippets of people saying how they fell in love with baseball, yours was one of the best. One of the best. So I'm building you up.
Because it was Boston?
No, I don't care about Boston. Are you kidding me? I don't care about Boston. No. No, I just feel like it was genuine. It was. If I got the book right here. I can pull it up. I should have. Yeah. This is terrible show prep by me, but it's. It was. But I just thought, oh, here it is right here. Boom. Here it is. Mike Burrow's top pitching prospect. Can I read it real quick?
Go for it, yeah.
Okay. I'm sure that you can recite it. By the way, I think I said in passing, did you get any street cred off of being in a book? You said a little bit, right? A little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. I did. Definitely from the family. They loved it.
All right. Well, just a reminder, there's no better holiday gift. Mike Burrow's top pitching prospect. So it's good because we didn't identify an organization because we knew ultimately you were going to be switching. All right. Said, my dad was just so into baseball and such a passion for it, which was what allowed me to have those experiences going to games and seeing the big league players and all that atmosphere that comes with it. I just remember seeing Jonathan Papelbon run out of the bullpen at Fenway Park and hearing that song, I'm shipping up to Boston, playing with everyone chanting. You get chills from that kind of stuff. It all just resonated for me, and I knew that's what I wanted to do. This was where I wanted to be one day. Those players, Pedro Martinez, Josh Beckett, were the guys I wanted to be, the guys I looked up to. I loved watching them. I wanted to be like them. There are plenty of those type of guys playing now. Kids just have to take the time to experience it like I did. Believe me, it's worth it. Let's go. Right?
Yep, those are my guys. Those are my idols, man. Yeah, I tried to pitch like Josh Beckett as a kid.
Did you? Like the same sort of motion and everything?
Yeah, like that was who I emulated. That was the guy that, like, yeah, if I could throw like one person, that's who I was trying to throw like. But I have like Pedro too. I mean, they go both hand in hand. Like I tried to pitch like them. I loved Pedro's attitude. That's why that's where I saw the first bit of fire, like on a baseball field, was Pedro, Papelbon, those kinds of guys. So that was my childhood, which was a good childhood.
That and honestly, I'm not even joking. Like hearing that, like that's what you should remember, because now you're sitting there, like you were at Fenway Park in a Major League Baseball uniform. When was that? September? I lose track. September,
yeah, August, September,
August, yeah. September. But like you lived that life, you lived that dream, and somebody is going to say now, some kid is going to say same thing about you. Like,
well, I hope so. Yeah,
I mean, I think so. I think so.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's. I mean, it's all about the next generation. That's what you're. You know, that's who you cater to is the kids, especially when they're at the games. That's who you're. That's who you want to sign most for. That's who you want to interact with, because you were, it doesn't feel like that long ago I was that kid at that stadium, you know, which was, it was cool to just kind of take it all in and be there and be in Fenway and, you know, be in a major league dugout instead of, you know, behind the dugout. So it was cool.
And one of my favorite topics is the evolution of your autograph, because as you said, it's very important. Did you, I don't know if I had asked you this, what was your first autograph? Do you remember?
Yeah, I mean, it had to be like family, just like messing around or whatever. But I remember I was in, might have been eighth grade, and I was taking a trip out to like a travel ball tournament, and I was practicing my autograph, and it was not good. But it was just kind of like scribble of my name, and yeah, I don't know. You eventually get to a point, especially when you start signing more, you want it to be shorter, and you just kind of like come up with something different. So now it's just initials.
Could you do cursive? Could you right now?
I could. I think I could. Yeah. I would have to be pulling out whatever I can remember from fourth grade, but
the Q's and the Z's. Yeah. Yeah. But Tori, just I just love that topic, because you know, we just had on Brett Phillips, and he was good because he said, if baseball wants to grow the game by 50%, does everybody sign every day for 10 minutes? And it's true, because you never forget. Like, if everybody who got your autograph will follow you forever. And Torrey Hunter said he was always told, make sure that they can read your signing too, so they know, like, that's the guy. It's not just some random guy. So,
yeah.
So anyway, I didn't mean to go down that road, but, like, it's part of the equation. So another, besides being in the book, another thing that I didn't even tell you this, but we want to honor you with, you are going to be our pitcher pick to click for 2026. You're following you. I mean, I don't want to put a lot of pressure on you, but we, there's a lot of deep dive, a lot of research, a lot of, you know, the journey, the lessons learned, what's led you to this point, all of this. And we'll get into, like, your new team with Houston, but all of this. And so you don't have to say, yes, well, that's absolutely, that's who I'm going to be. But you do must feel like you're at a point now where you're like, all right, here we go. Right? You feel that way?
Yeah. Yeah. I think after getting through your first year in the big leagues, you start to feel out what your identity is as a pitcher and, you know, who you're going to be in this game. And, you know, it's still an evolving thing and it'll change and slightly, but you know, you kind of find a pace, you find a rhythm, and you try to hold on to that. Cause when you get out of it, that's when the bad ones happen. And that first year you learn a lot of just about yourself and, you know, how to pace yourself through a year and you know, kind of what you need to do to get through those outings to get through, you know, get through more innings in a game and grind some things out, get out of, you know, big situations. And yeah, I mean, it's, there's a lot that goes into it. And, you know, I think getting that first year out of the way and having success, having a lot of, some failures is good. So I think it was a good first year. It was a lot of learning and a lot of productive conversation. And, you know, there's a lot of bouncing back. There was a lot of digging yourself out and it was good.
Was there a moment or an at bat or a game where you look back, it doesn't have to be the be all end all, but you're like, all right, I'm going to remember that. Like, I'm going to remember that moment, that at bat, that game, whatever it is. And I'm going to use that going forward.
Yeah. I had my worst one before All-Star break. It was one that you definitely, you want to cast aside, forget, but there's also a moment of realization about what happened in that outing and how I lost the fastball and it just wasn't in the zone. And that created the worst outing I had. And then the best ones that I had, I was locating the fastball, putting it where I wanted to and pitching off of it and getting ahead of, you know, getting ahead in counts and getting ahead of hitters. And it's just crazy how much difference there was in those outings and how much I learned just from that one alone. And it was a tough one to go home and sit on for a couple of days through that All-Star break, but you know, it set up my second half so much better and it created a mental clarity for me once I figured it out.
See, that's what it's this important. I mean, probably a year ago, again, another cliche sort of statement / question, but a year ago, there's stuff that you're like, oh man, I didn't know this a year ago. You hadn't experienced it a year ago. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I could have Rich Hill come on and tell you all that stuff, but until you experience it.
Right. Yeah, it's not the same. You have to go through it.
So, by the way, have you ever looked at your Baseball Savant page?
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I think I looked at it after the season just because the guy that I do my throwing with brought it up and we looked through it, but
okay,
not to a deep extent, no.
All right. Well, anyway, you're 97th percentile. Congratulations. Put it on your LinkedIn page. And off-speed run value. Yeah. Off-speed run value. Which I assume has something to do with your off-speed pitches. And by the way, like you look at your changeup, it's really, really good in terms of results. Does that link up with what you think that you are? Like you mentioned it just now a few times, get ahead with a fastball, get ahead with a fastball, get ahead with a fastball. But listen, when you're 97th percentile in anything in Major League Baseball, you're doing something right. So when you hear that, what do you think?
Yeah. I mean, it's getting ahead. I shouldn't have said just with the fastball, but like being able to, you know what I mean? To be able to land that fastball, you have to. I mean, there's no question about it. If you walk into a major league game and you don't have a fastball, it's not going to be a great day, you know? But the off speed, I think, is only as good as I set it up with the fastball. And I think the numbers with the fastball got better once I made the addition of the two seam, which happened after All-Star break, actually. I think it was against Arizona. It was my first quality start. And I think that opened up a lot of things too. And that's something that I tried to build off of, something I'm building off of this offseason. But the off speed's only as good as, you know, as good as I can set it up with that fastball. If I can make it look like a fastball, that's kind of the name of the game. It's fooling them, you know, it's making them think that it's something that it's not. And they are good pitches. I love my off speed, but I also love my fastball too. I just think the addition of a second fastball was what I needed to make that a more of a weapon, you know, the velocity anyway.
It's
knowing
weird.
That it might not be straight. It might run a little bit, you know, so.
It's weird because I just saw this the other day. It's almost you know, we talk about trends. Almost everybody has two fastballs. Like, I know but almost everybody has it. You have eight pitches, but you have two fastballs, you know? So, but that's a big difference for you, right?
Yeah, I think it's a big difference for a lot of guys now. I think having two fastballs is, I mean, for starters anyway, is huge to get you through more innings and you know, just have that second offering that still has velocity to it as well. Yeah, I think it's huge. I was actually talking to one of my teammates last year about it, and he just was like, it was Nick Gonzalez, actually. He was like, you should throw a two seam, because I think it was right after my bad one in Minnesota, and Joe Ryan was pitching, and he obviously throws two really good fastballs, and he was like, you should. And I was like, all right. And then just decided to start throwing it right after All-Star break and broke it out in game. And yeah, talked to our catcher and was like, let's do it. And we threw it in there, and it was pretty good. So we just stuck with it and kept working on it and refining it, trying to make it better, locating it. Yeah, it's good.
That's good. It's the evolution of you. Speaking of the evolution of you, we haven't even talked. You mentioned the word traded. You were traded. Another cliche question. Where were you when you found out you were traded? Sometimes I find this very interesting because you might be in a movie. You get a yeah. number that you don't know, recognize. Tell me the story of when you were traded.
I was actually waiting to get my hair cut. I was in the barber shop, and I saw a text come up in a fantasy football group chat Burrow's to Houston question mark, and I was obviously a little thrown off. And then my agent called minutes later and told me that he had a couple of sources that told him that that was what was happening. So I was like, all right, well, you know, is it official? And it was, you know, pending medical review and everything. So I found out at the barbershop, and I was just.
When the holidays start to feel a bit repetitive, reach for a Sprite Winter Spiced Cranberry and put your twist on tradition. A bold cranberry and winter spice flavor fusion, Sprite Winter Spiced Cranberry is a refreshing way to shake things up this sipping season. And only for a limited time. Sprite, obey your thirst.
Anxious in the chair the whole time, like, when am I going to get a call, like an official call? And yeah, I mean, it took a couple hours for the medical records to be reviewed, but I don't know if that my barber could tell I was anxious, but I was just sitting in there like, man, I don't know if you know, but I just, you know, just got some of the biggest news I've had in a while. So yeah, it was definitely a weird day. But
how long did it take for you to sort of get the official call?
It ended up coming about probably 3 hours later. I mean, stuff breaks so early, but it was all over Twitter. My phone's blowing up, and
that's a long 3 hours. Holy
it God. Was a long 3 hours. Yeah, it felt like a long 3 hours. Yeah.
Well, it also, you just inadvertently led me to a question I'm probably going to ask a lot of people. When you get a haircut, do you actually keep your phone? Like, do you look at your phone? Like, that's a tough one, man. Like, you would obviously, because you don't want it, you have the thing over you, right? Yeah. So it's a little awkward to look at the phone, like to have, so that might be an exception. I don't know if you have typically done that, looked at your phone.
I typically don't look at my phone, but I did have it that moment because I was like, I might have to get up, you know, and just be like, oh, hold on a minute, I got to take this. So I did have it, but if it was just, you know, those single buzzes, I knew it was text messages. If it was a call, I would have been able to tell, so... Yeah.
So I would imagine besides your fantasy football chat, like you said, your phone was probably going like nutty, right? I mean, it was beeping all over the place, buzzing, right?
It was.
I'm sorry.
I had to go. Texting me asking.
Yeah.
No, it's just, it's part of it. This is my first time being traded, but I know it's a part of it. You know, it was just people ask, like, trying to confirm if it was true. And I'm like, yeah, I haven't been officially told, but yeah, I think so. That's what it seems like.
Did you know, and then you find out it's Houston, did you know anybody there? That's another question, you know, that people usually
not personally.
Ask. No.
Obviously, I know of all of them, most of them. But yeah, our trainer, one of our trainers with the Pirates last year is now with Houston. So, at least I know somebody, but teammate wise, I haven't played with any of them. I don't know of them anybody personally, but yeah.
You know, a thing is, one of the things that I guess I took pride in following your career is that you did that trade is a pretty big trade, three team trade, notable guys in it, notable prospects in it, and it's just you. Like, it's just you.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying is that shows you how much they really, really value you. I'm here to build you up again. But I don't, that's a thing. Like, and I know we can talk about like what Houston has said to you, but that's, you don't, you're leaving your guys behind. That's always a tough thing. But yeah, to know someone values you that much, that's a pretty cool thing, I would imagine, right?
No, definitely. Yeah. I mean, I think trades are this one particularly as well. I think it was good for everybody. And, you know, I also think it's, it's also very nice to know that, you know, who's getting me, it values me that much. And, you know, that they want me to be a part of what they're doing. So it's really cool.
What have, I read, the GM talking about sort of how they view things that they perhaps want you to work on or evolve. You had mentioned your two fastballs. Have you talked, I know it's still early, but have you talked to them about things that maybe you will, that they see in you that they want you to work on?
We haven't gotten there yet. It's just been kind of chaotic. Obviously, Christmas is coming around the corner too, so I think stuff will pick up after that. Just it was just kind of basic, seeing where I was at now, what I've been doing, where I'm at, and then talking about where we're gonna need to be by the first week of February, and just some things like that. Talking about, just the excitement, the eagerness, the ready to go kind of stuff. And it's good. It was all good talk. It was just wasn't as deep as the what we need to do right now. But yeah.
There's plenty of time for that. And in the meantime, it is exciting. And I appreciate you coming on here because I know there's a lot going on. And I hope that our payment of designating you as our 2026 pitcher pick to click is a massive amount of street cred. So I hope
Yeah,
that makes you
no,
feel
big
even
time. Yeah,
better.
it does. Yeah, I'm, glad. It's big.
It is big. So we also starting a campaign of, how everybody, when they show up in spring training, you're in the best shape of your life. Everyone's in the best shape of their life, right? Right. Every whether they are or they aren't, the best shape of your life. So we're doing a best shape of our life season. I will send you a shirt. Well, I said I probably have been negligent in sending you a baseball and boring shirt, but I will make sure that in what is it? Is it it's Jupiter? Jupiter? Is that where it is? West Palm? Oh.
Yeah, West
What's it?
Palm.
Yeah,
Yeah.
West Palm. Wherever you
West
are,
Palm. Yeah.
you will have this. But the best shape of your life season, you will I don't think that you have to worry. It seems like you're in pretty good shape. You can confirm that you're gonna be in the best shape of your life, yes.
Oh,
Okay. You're 26, I would hope so. Yeah.
yeah.
But if you had to identify one thing that you said from right now until spring training, when you stand in the middle of that clubhouse with your Houston Astros colored best shape of my life season shirt, what is the thing that you are gonna zero in on of like, this is the thing I'm gonna actually be the best shape of my life? Part of your existence. Maybe it's mental, maybe it's physical. I'll give you a couple examples. Joe Kelly was on yesterday. He said he wants to bench 225 pounds. I don't expect you to do that because pitchers, as he points out, pitchers don't bench. You don't have to do that. Take that off the
Yeah.
table. I'm going to get an ab. That's my thing. I'm going to get an ab. But what is the thing that
An
you, yeah, just an ab.
ab.
And what is the thing that you say, I am focusing on this? And again, it could be mental, it could be physical, it could be whatever it is, best shape of your life. And I feel like when I get dropped in there after working on it for the next couple months, this is what I'm going to be. What is it? Anything?
I think the last 2 off seasons, the focus had been putting on weight and making sure I'm above 200 when I come in, because I lose
Ooh.
it real fast. I would say that's been priority number one the last few years. Yeah, I think if anything has to, it would be on the throwing side. It would just be making sure that the couple of things that I have talked about, I come in and we're nailing those. One thing I fell victim to last year was manipulating the slider, and it would come out slower. So, like throwing my hard slider, it has to do with stuff on the mound. I wouldn't say it's more so physical. I think
I don't know. I
if
like
any
the
is
weight
anything
thing. I like the
physical.
weight thing. I like the like
Yeah,
give
it's
me a
weight.
weight. Give me
Yeah,
your ideal weight that you want to land at. We'll write it down.
205 is where I'd want to be coming into spring.
205. Boom. Let it be said, let it be done. I could also say like your beard game is elite, by the way. So
Thanks.
that might I don't know if like I don't have the history of the best beard of your life, but it must feel pretty good right now. It's pretty elite, so
It's in a
congratulations.
good spot.
It's
Yeah, I like the length wrap.
all right. It's a good spot. I like it. Well, sincerely, congratulations, and as I said, you were with us from the early days. That was when we did that. I mean, we were about 2 months into the podcast, and it's just been a joy following you. And I know that you've had a lot of like everybody. It's not a linear thing, you know. You have Tommy John, you have minor leagues, you have all this, but holy mackerel, look at where you are. So congratulations with everything.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah.
All right. All right. Thanks. And again, 205. Mark it down.
Yeah, 205.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.